This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Man, I cannot wait for everything that this week has in store. I just have this gut feeling that it's going to be an amazing week. Last week was awesome, a great weekend, feeling recharged, going to build off of the momentum from last week, and just going to make it an awesome week. And I use that line intentionally. I have a gut feeling that it's going to be a great week because that's exactly what I want to talk about in this week's episode of Mindset Monday. I want to talk about trusting your gut and developing a mindset in which we are comfortable trusting our gut when it comes to making big decisions that are going to help us take action and level up in life and help us accomplish the goals that we're trying to reach in our lives. So, you know, what does it mean to trust your gut? That's a saying that I'm sure we've all heard many, many times, but my guess is a lot of people haven't really put a whole lot of thought into what does that really mean to trust your gut and why has it become such a popular saying over the years. So your gut feeling is that powerful inner feeling that sometimes we feel we must follow. And on the other hand, you have logic and reason, which is something that we follow with the hope that it will work out. And sometimes when we listen to that urge to do something without further consideration, we discover that our thinking was actually spot on. That's how we begin to trust our gut after using all of our other resources. Psychology tells us that most of our decisions are based on an emotional response to the object that we're looking at or the decision in front of us. But the problem is that many people don't believe or trust that gut feeling, or they believe that emotional decisions will lead them into trouble. But what these people don't realize is that any decision we make is based on an emotional need. The initial thoughts about a decision may have been intellectual and logical, but you know, that final decision, that final handshake, that final commitment to move forward with a decision is usually based on that kind of hearty feeling inside that everything is right. So just going ahead with the action will bring the desired results. Gut feelings are always the result of summing things up. A strong intuitive feeling, maybe call it an urge, but it's the result of a lot of weighing up of facts and figures. So then trusting this powerful desire to do something can often lead to a very good decision. People who trust themselves listen to gut feelings more than those who don't trust themselves. And the trust that we develop in ourselves comes through experience and taking risk with a positive outcome. So again, like so many of the things we talk about here on Mindset Monday, this ability to trust your gut and move forward with a big decision, even when you don't have all of the answers, even when you don't know exactly what the outcome is going to be, this is something that we can develop and get better at over time, but it involves having some trust in yourself and actually trusting that when we do go with our gut, that it's going to work out and the outcome is going to be positive. I mean, a great example of this is people working on the stock market who have to make very rapid decisions. throughout an average working period, someone on the working on the stock market is forced into making decisions that could cost themselves and clients enormous amounts of money. And they don't normally have time to check every statistic or do all of the in-depth research that, you know, most people would want to do when making these types of decisions, especially with so much money at stake. But traders do this all the time, and they survive in this kind of jungle on Wall Street for years. You know, and a naysayer would come along and never trust a gut feeling simply because there's no proof of an outcome. People who are negative about changes in their lives often like to help others by advising them to avoid action too. You know, don't do it. I've been there. I've done that. It's a bad idea. You know, these types of warnings from others can often mean that they themselves avoided making a similar big decision, and they feel lucky to have escaped the experience or the outcome that making that decision would have led to. But a person who trusts themselves might listen to the gut feelings that drive them, and then they go ahead and find out that the outcome is quite different to that naysayer's prediction because they were willing to take a risk, believe in themselves, trust their gut, and take action. At the end of the day, it's all about having the confidence to take action. So what is this gut feeling really? What does that really mean? You know, going with the gut feelings that we experience after weighing up logical reasons many times can feel like a risky way to go. But considering that while we're thinking logically about something, we're also dealing with, in many cases, faulty information. Therefore, our logic is usually far from scientific. You know, you can't believe that all the facts are on the table when it comes to making a decision, or that all of the facts are even accurate for that matter. And there's always going to be more elements that really need to be considered if you're simply looking at making a decision based on, you know, the logical information that you have at hand. And on top of that, most people can't really think logically. It's not a discipline that gets taught at school, and people don't spend their time practicing logic as a hobby. In spite of this, many people believe themselves, though, to be logical thinkers. They would even pride themselves on their ability to express themselves in a logical way. But the fact is, people often mistake logic with their ability to formulate a series of connecting ideas as an opinion. An expression of a popular opinion, everybody knows it's true, is a non-logic, which will lead a person into trouble in many cases if that's what you're basing your decisions also off of. And this is where gut feeling tends to give us a very helpful prompt towards positive or negative outcomes of an action we're considering undertaking. A good gut feeling that comes from life experience would quickly let you know that it's not possible that everybody knows it to be true. I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to find a scenario where literally everybody knows a certain decision to be true. The gut feeling that most of us experience to do something or to avoid an action are often the powerful impulses of the unconscious that we've been waiting for. Such gut feelings present themselves normally after a long and intense thinking phase. So really, when we say we're trusting our gut, what we're really saying is we're trusting our subconscious, right? And you have a better shot of getting an accurate feeling or impulse from your subconscious or from your gut, you know, after you've done the legwork of, you know, really thinking through all the logic that goes into making a decision. Right, after a long and intense phase of kind of thinking and oftentimes research. And it's at this point in the thought process that we should allow the emotions to kick in and help us out, right? What I'm not suggesting is that we don't do any research or any due diligence when it comes to making big decisions in our lives and we just kind of make these decisions on a whim. You know, we're not talking about flipping a coin here. We're talking about sitting down, doing the research, looking at all the information that is on the table, thinking about it logically, but then kind of stepping back and assessing how do we really feel? What is our gut telling us in terms of the best way to move forward. I think the ability to delve deeply into a subject and really mull over all the ins and outs it's a very human thing. And while we're doing this, our conscious mind is really being overloaded with data. And to deal with the data, we automatically use the process of critical thinking, which helps us sort one idea against another idea. But even when we encounter an idea that seems to be very new, and maybe our gut tells us that there's no time to think, we just have to make a decision and run with it, the process to get to gut feeling decision making made on the basis of memories develop a powerfully positive motivation to go ahead and take action. A lot of times that can be what gives us the courage and the confidence to move forward. The idea of being thought about the fast decision process was all recognizable to the mind, and the information to make a wise decision was available in the brain's memory, aka your gut. And in such situations, people often might say that there was nothing to think about. They just knew it was the right decision, yet the decision had to come from somewhere. Decision making is a critical point in buying. It's a critical point in, you know, ever taking action, especially life-changing action. We either do it or we don't. The reason I bring this up on today's podcast, I mean, part of it's something that, you know, my wife and I and our business partner have been going through ourselves. We've been looking at a new franchise business to potentially invest in. And we've done all of the logical work, right? We've gone through the due diligence process that the franchise company had in place, right? We've built our pro formas and done our projections. We've talked to other franchise owners. Just got back last week from meeting with the executive team at their corporate office and really getting a feel for the culture, all of the different ways in which the franchisor would be supporting us as franchisees. You know, we've met the key people behind the business. That's essentially, you know, who we would be partnering with. So now we're kind of at this decision-making point, right? And again, we've done all of the research that you can do, but there's still questions that we don't have answers to. You know, we don't know exactly how this plays out if we decide to move forward with this business. And this is not anything that's unique to this particular franchise. This is always the case with something like investigating a franchise. You're never going to have 100% certainty that the business is going to pan out the way that you're expecting it to. And you're certainly not going to ever have answers to all of your questions. So, you know, at some point, you do have to make a decision. And this is the point in the process where, you know, we know from experience, we have to rely on our gut, right? How do we feel about it? Based on everything that we've learned so far and our prior experience, do we feel that there's a recipe for success here? And a big part of that gut feeling is us looking in the mirror at ourselves and saying, do we believe in ourselves? Do we have confidence in ourselves that we can execute on the business model, the systems, the processes, you know, everything that we're going to be responsible for as owners of this business? Combine that with all the logical facts and data that we've accumulated. But at some point, this is an emotional decision, right? I mean, we could very easily just start nitpicking and getting into the weeds with all the what ifs and the, well, you know, I don't know exactly how this is going to work and how is this going to work and, you know, what does this look like 6 months down the road or 2 years down the road? I mean, we could just on a never ending basis continue to question and we would never get anywhere. In fact, we'd probably ultimately end up talking ourselves out of, you know, moving forward with this business opportunity. So at the end of the day, this is where you have to look inward and trust your gut. And between my wife and I and our business partner, at this point, we all have experience, you know, running and growing businesses. We all have experience with franchising and kind of what to look for and what not to look for. Our gut is an overwhelming, yes, this is a good opportunity, right? So we're moving forward. But again, we don't have all the answers. We don't know exactly how it's going to play out. But, you know, it's that gut feeling as we're right here kind of at the end of this decision-making process. And this is a sizable investment, right? So there's a lot at stake. if it doesn't work out the way that we think it's going to. But when you factor in all of the logic and all of the data that we've accumulated through this investigative process and the overwhelming positive gut feeling that we have, that's the confidence that we need to move forward. And I see too many people, whether it's investing in a franchise or just, you know, leaving their job to start their own business or even to start a side business, or, you know, it could even be deciding to make another change in your life, right? A relationship, or, you know, doing something differently to get healthier. And, you know, this implies in all different aspects of our lives. Basically, anytime there's a decision that needs to be made, especially the bigger life-changing decisions that have the potential to have very positive implications on your life, there's always going to be a point in which you can't really gather any more data, right? You've got to make a decision. And that's where learning how to listen and trust your gut, I think, becomes incredibly valuable. And again, the more you do it, the more confidence you're actually going to have in these gut feelings and these intuitions that your subconscious is providing for you. But if you just get in kind of a routine of never making a decision or you know, deciding just not to take action, then you're actually going to lose confidence in, you know, these gut feelings and these gut intuitions, and you're just going to get into a habit of never taking any action, right? You're still making a decision. You're just deciding not to take any action, not to change anything. And guess what? You're not going to grow. You're not going to accomplish, you know, big things that you may want to accomplish in your life. So, you know, this is something that, as I mentioned, we've been kind of going through personally. I know other people, you know, that are at a similar point, you know, kind of in the process of investigating franchises that are kind of at that point where they've gathered all the information, they've looked at it logically. Now they have to really sit down and trust their gut. And I had this conversation last week with some candidates that I'm working with that are looking at another franchise business. And they were going into what's called a discovery day meeting, which is where, you know, you go and meet with the executive team at the franchise company. And, you know, they like a lot of things about the business. They feel like they can be successful, still had a few unanswered questions. And my advice to them was, you need to really go into this meeting and then afterwards see how you feel about the team that you meet with and the team that you would be partnering with, you know, if you decide to move forward with this franchise. And the way you feel about it after that, that's kind of your gut feeling. And you've got to, at that point, go with your gut, right? If you come out and you have a bad feeling, it just doesn't feel right. To me, that's probably an indication, you know, where you're at in the research process, that this is not a good fit for you and not the right business to move forward with. But if you come out of it feeling good, like you're aligned with the management team, you know, similar values, similar vision, then to me, that's an indication that, you know, this is a really good opportunity for you and you probably should move forward with it. You're still not going to have all the answers. You never will. Right. And that's the whole, I guess, message that I want to get across today is that, you know, people that really put some time and effort into learning how to trust their gut and then having the confidence to move forward, those are the people that are going to make change in their lives, that are going to continue to grow. And those are the people that are going to be able to go out and build the life of their dreams, that are going to be able to chart their own path to freedom. The people that can never get confident trusting their gut and want to just overanalyze and get paralysis by analysis, they'll never take any action. And when they do, a lot of times it'll be so hesitant that it's probably not likely to work out in their favor. And they're just going to be spinning their wheels and they're not going to have as good of a likelihood of, you know, really living the life that they want to live and, you know, really getting to that point of freedom in their own life. So, you know, I just encourage everyone, you know, whether it's related to business and, you know, starting a business or whether it's just related to any other aspect of your life, think about it, be intentional about, you know, how can I start better tuning into my gut and the feelings that I'm getting. Really, again, it's tuning into your subconscious mind. and how to get better at trusting that to make decisions in your lives. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, you just go out and totally wing it and you make big life-changing decisions on a whim. There is absolutely a place for the logical understanding of any decision and, you know, gathering the facts and doing the research and, you know, understanding as much about it as you can, but that's only a piece of it. And it's an important piece of it, but it's not the only piece of it. There are very, very few decisions that, you know, you're going to have to make in life where you have 100% of the information and all of the facts, and you know without a doubt what the outcome of that decision is going to be. So to close that gap, that's where trusting your gut and tapping into your subconscious really comes into play. So I hope this has been helpful. I know it's something that, you know, in my life, once I really started learning to trust my gut, I mean, I've seen amazing things happen. You know, it's not bulletproof by any means. You know, I've made, you know, bad decisions trusting my gut. But the point is, the more you do it, the more you learn about yourself and how you make decisions, and ultimately the more confidence you can have, you know, in your gut intuition. All right, so I'm going to leave you guys with two quotes to wrap this episode up. The first one is a quote from Richard Branson. He says, "I rely far more on gut instinct than researching huge amounts of statistics." And the second quote is from Oprah Winfrey, and she says, "Follow your instincts. That's where true wisdom manifests itself." All right, and with that, go drop in. Have an amazing week. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number 2, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.